New FM.
The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
The Novos. Oh, yeah. Good morning, everyone. Happy Wednesday.
Happy
How's it going?
Day.
Oh, yeah. You can say it like that as
yeah,
well.
Morning, team. How's things? How are you all travelling?
Oh, fantastic.
Didn't sleep much last night, so I've actually been in here since about 3:45. Buzzing off the wall. So much going on in today's show.
Did you beat Jess in?
No.
Yeah, of course not. Of course not.
You know what the real danger is, though? You're buzzing now and you've been in early. We've got to avoid a crash. We need to make sure we keep that coffee cup filled to the brim at all times.
How high up the wall is it in the cup? At the moment, in percentage, rough round numbers.
Oh,
I reckon
about 80%.
Oh, you're sweet then.
Yeah. Right, we don't have to panic just yet. Give us a warning when it gets down below
20,
50,
yeah.
And then we can start thinking about how to refill it.
Quickly, get on the brewing, quick.
Well, speaking of people who are tired or have been tired, Jess, you were pretty tired yesterday. How are you feeling today? Well recovered?
I was asleep before the sun went down yesterday.
Good work.
There you go.
Nice work.
Are you pulled the blinds? Have you got roller shutters at your place? What's going on?
No, I'm mask night.
Oh, the night mask on.
Ooh, flashy for some.
I can't do the eye mask. I'm very big on the blackout curtain.
Fancy too. God, good for some, innit?
Well, that Rathluba, you know, the house has come with those kind of perks, I can only imagine.
That's right, there it is. Oh, where is it?
Lovely.
Superb.
Oh, well,
superb.
It sounds like everyone's in high spirits today.
Definitely.
Good.
That's what we're about.
What'd you get up to yesterday, Karevo?
Oh, I was out doing deliveries and meeting people and stuff like that. I went to Hamilton, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some of the nice apartments in there, there's one, right? It's got this second floor courtyard for the whole apartment block.
Nice.
Oh.
Had like this big fountain and stuff.
Fancy.
Like, all right, for some. This is normally the sort of stuff you see out at places like Rathluba. Here it is in humble Hamilton.
Sorry, Kat. Every opportunity that comes up now, you understand the music will get played.
That's right. But, no, it was...
As long as we understand that it is just a joke, and to my neighbours, we really don't, they don't mean it.
It's tongue in cheek.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
I'm sure house values will go up.
I'm quite sure that nobody in Rathluba is actually up, but
there might be hard work and salt of the earth there too. You never know.
Quite a lot of mining workers actually, because you can hang a right straight out of the estate and go down to John Renshaw. So
they'll be loving it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Advantages in all places, aren't there? That's the way it is.
Mm. There you go. We're absolutely flying this morning. And
happy Wednesday.
We'll catch up all local things with Jess very shortly, right here on New FM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
Jess, the puppies in Maitland are sick. What's going on?
The puppies in Maitland are very sick, so... Ooh. Maitland Animal Management Centre, they put out an alert yesterday saying that they've been forced to close the stores for at least 2 weeks because there have been a number of cases of parvovirus discovered within the facility. Parvo, if you don't know, it's a highly contagious disease. It's not good for puppies at all. It's horrible for them to go through. Really bad for older dogs particularly.
Mm.
And as I said, it's quite contagious. So they've been forced to shut for a couple of weeks to... allow everyone to quarantine the animals that do have parvo and make sure that all of the other animals who hopefully don't have it are A-okay. So no visitors are allowed there. No surrenders of dogs are being accepted either. So just give them a call if you do need their service in some way or another, and keep an eye on your puppies too.
Oof, that seems serious. Is it like, can you put a vaccine against it or not?
There is a parvo vaccine.
Mm. Oh, that sounds like a good
solution.
They give
it to puppies and stuff, but a lot of the puppies that get surrendered haven't been vaccinated.
Ah, right.
There's a big cost associated with that as well, I can only imagine.
Yeah. Dog Rescue Newcastle had a post up only yesterday. They had 2 litters of puppies that they couldn't go to the pound.
They're
looking for foster carers. I need to stop looking at that page, though, because I'm going to wind up with a whole lot of dogs.
I was just about to say, that whole litter will end up in Rathluba, I reckon. All of them. I don't know how many were in the litter, but all of them will end up at your place,
Kat. I'm not entirely sure that Brinny would share.
Oh, no. Like 10 little bowls out the front, putting little treats in each one.
I would so love that. Like, I really would.
Cat's dream.
All right, change of pace just a little bit here, Jess. The Australia-New Zealand rivalry continues, this time in London, though, for a
Socceroos match?
Yeah, so in, well, exactly half an hour, the Socceroos game will kick off against New Zealand over in London. They're playing for the Anzac Soccer Ashes Trophy. And as you said, we do have a pretty good record against New Zealand 12 months ago. We beat them here in Australia and across the ditch in Auckland. And Connor Metcalf, who's one of our local boys, he played for South Cardiff FC. He's been named on the Socceroos squad, so be nice to see him out on the field again.
Absolutely. They've got too many trophies in soccer, though. They actually have so many. They do. Like this, I've never heard of this cup in my life.
Wait for some. This is new. So they found this trophy earlier this year.
See, this like, apparently. This is what they're talking about. There's so many trophies, right, that they're making them out of old bits of road now. Like, that's how ridiculous and quantiful or bountiful the amount of trophies there are out there. It's unbelievable.
If you are feeling the football fever, though, and you want to get behind the Socceroos, is available to watch free on the telly. Channel 10's playing it, and you can stream it on 10 Play, so it's free to air, which is very nice, because a lot of the time, the soccer isn't. Yeah, so when we get a game that's free to watch...
Watch it.
Yeah, watch it. Get it. Put it on the telly at work. I'll be watching it here.
Oh, good stuff on the comfort TV. Of course, a full news update at 5:30 again as you wake up with the Novos here at New FM. Here's one of our best bits from yesterday's show. And are you an expired food gambler like me, a gambling man, always out there with a packet of dice in my pocket?
I wouldn't mind hearing as well, if you are an expired food gambler or you live with one, what's the most out-of-date thing you've eaten? I was just thinking about that during the song.
Yeah.
Some people must be like years and years out of date, you'd think.
My brother is an absolute classic for never throwing anything out. I went and stayed with him up in Townsville, and I threw out probably, I don't know, 3 garbage bags worth of food. The oldest thing in the cupboard was 7 years out of date.
That's pretty far.
And what would have you told you? I'm going to eat that later. What are you throwing that out for?
Some things, yes.
That's like, my best sashimi. What have you done that for?
And I'm like, it's all out of date. And he goes, so?
Yeah, exactly. I get your brother. He seems like a very, very smart man.
Oh, I think he's just, you know, a very practical one. 4967-4105. If you'd like to have a say on, you know, how Crevo is dumb for eating stuff that's out of date, that'd be great.
Let's go to the phones. In Charlestown, Robbie, are you an expired food gambler?
If it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger.
Absolutely correct. Thank you.
I guess it is how you build an immune system. What's the most out-of-date thing you've eaten, Robbie?
Oh, crikeys. I've pulled something old, some cooking stuff out of the cupboard that was 2019.
Oh, that's fancy. 4 years. That's not very fancy.
4 years. That's pretty good. Pretty good. All right. Let's go to Boolaroo up next. Jason, what's the... are you an expired food gambler or what's your situation? Hello, Jason. Oh, hang on. Let's try pressing the right button. Jason, there we go. We got you now. Is it yourself or dobbing someone in?
No, it's me. Crevo is 100% right.
Yes, correct. Another person supporting me. That's what I appreciate.
So what's the go? You just like against waste? Like what's... It's like surely your health comes first, Jace.
No, you work way too hard for some food company to say throw out your food because we say to.
You know what? You're also understanding that big food is against us, right?
You're a smart man, Crevo. I don't know why they don't listen to you.
Thank you.
Because 90% of what comes out of his mouth is absolute rubbish.
Oh, that's harsh on Jason.
No, on you, Crevo.
Oh, right. I see what you're saying there.
We're going to put both of those people into the competition and for the Lakeside Music Festival experience that we're giving away, but I'm not too worried about it because they're both probably going to be too sick.
They're going to be our winners because they understand common sense. You know what? I felt, am I in an echo chamber here with you two? But no. 100% of callers saying that expired food is okay.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
So, team, the mighty Cardiff Hawks, they have their best and fairest award night on Saturday.
How brilliant.
Very exciting, you know. It's a good chance for everyone to get a bit glitzed and glammed and have a few drinks. I think it's an open bar, celebrate what, you know, the season that was.
Very successful season. Now, is it, which black ballroom is it in?
Nah, it's at Club Charlestown.
Oh,
so, not quite as fancy as, you know, maybe Next or something like like that, but still very much enjoy ourselves. It's like rolling distance from the Charlestown Castle as well.
Which I was going to say, you probably see it from one of the turrets.
Well, that's it, ticking all the boxes. Yeah. But I meant yesterday, my partner Siobhan and I had to go dress shopping for her, and God, I've never been more thankful that you can just slap on the same suit for every event as a bloke, ever. Oh my God, what a punish it was, you know? So we went and did all the shops at Charlestown Square.
All of them.
We went and did Katara as well. And we went and did, we booked in for this high dress place. Uh-huh. It was called Goldie's, I think, in Wickham.
Yeah, they're good.
Anyway, yeah, we booked in there, had a look as well. God, it's so hard, isn't it? Like, it is just such tough work. Mm. And there's so many things that go into it that I wouldn't even think of in a million years.
What were some of the, like, requirements or reasons? Like, oh, that one doesn't work because...
Oh, yeah, and stuff like... Siobhan thinks about this, obviously, because she's had to deal with it her whole life. I've never had to consider these things. But I'm, oh, that one looks good. She's like, it'll be too short when I've got heels on or something like that,
oh,
you know?
Right.
Like, oh, I didn't even think of this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just... and, yeah, honestly, it was such a big kerfuffle, but we've ordered a couple. So, fingers crossed we've found the one.
Oh,
and we're
going
to enjoy ourselves on Saturday night for the best and fairest award night.
What were the favourite colours in the end?
Oh, all kinds of colours, but we went for block colours.
Right.
So we didn't do any, like, patterns or anything like that. So it was a nice, like, olive green one, which we liked.
Yeah.
She's gotten, like, a nice navy one. So fingers crossed we can,
between all of them, there'll be something that's just right.
Something we're happy with, on the day.
True.
Okay.
Cinderella moment, if you will. This is nice. I can't wait to hear all of the updates.
We want the pics.
Yeah, of course.
They will be coming. Don't you worry.
Nice. You're waking up with the Novos here at New FM. Here's one of our best bits from yesterday's show.
Well, boys, you know that I like a good Facebook group.
Mm-hmm.
My favourite type of Facebook group is a popcorn group. That's the one where you just sit there and watch all of the fantastic conversations.
Don't have to contribute at all, do you?
Just sit there and enjoy.
Yeah, beautiful.
I love that.
And my second favourite kind of group is one of those ones where you have a really strong community. And what they chat about goes well beyond the original kind of...
Purpose of the group.
Yeah.
Nice.
Also usually, you know, pretty good just to watch, but you usually get a bit more involved in those. I found one that's both.
Okay.
But you can't play.
Oh.
Boo.
That's the same, right?
So I stumbled upon this group called Tradie Wives, and it is a group specifically for the wives and partners of tradies who leave their job to help their partner run the business, right? Or sometimes, you know, do two jobs,
Right, okay.
And it's a huge group. There's about 23,000 people in this group.
Yeah, right, okay. That's on the bigger side.
Oh, yeah, and it's really intense. So, like, every kind of post that comes up, you'll see, you know, kind of north of 50 replies as the kind of conversations are that intense.
Strong community, like you said.
Absolutely, but well beyond the kind of original purpose of, you know, sharing a few ideas about how to run the business. Lots of ethical dilemmas. Really great ethical dilemmas if you like one.
Let's get into the gems. All right.
So some of the ones that I've really enjoyed, just in the last couple of days, a woman posted that they'd hired an 18-year-old and they need to fire them because they're no good at their job, right?
Mm, okay.
But they're friends with everybody else that works, like all of their other staff.
Oh,
so how do you manage that?
Yeah, right, because it's going to make everyone upset.
One. Lots of stuff about how to get money back off people, right? Because people don't want to pay their trades.
Always a problem.
Some of the stuff's got nothing to do with, you know, business at all. Like, for example, how do I tell my kids we have to put the dog down?
Oh, so that's got nothing to do with tradie wives.
You know, lots of relationship stuff. Great source for kind of, you know, if you like a good relationship ethical dilemma, lots and lots of those. Not going to go into them, obviously. But a really great group. So if you are a tradie's wife,
you'll love
check it out. You'll love it. And if you perhaps just, you know, want to enjoy the show, you might love that too. But boys are not welcome.
Oh, I'll just put on a silly voice.
Hello. I'd like to join.
And they'll let me straight in.
Well, if the admin's allowing all this relationship advice and stuff to go ahead, I reckon they'll probably let you through the cracks as well, Krivo.
Yeah, I'll just put on some, like, a wig for my photo, and they'll let me straight in, I reckon. Perfect. I'll be in there within no time. I'll get you all the guys. All of today, tops of 20 for Newcastle, 21 for Maitland and the Valley, as you wake up with the Novos at New FM.
And we're minutes away from playing Three of a Kind this morning, our favourite game. $100 fuel cards up for grabs, so keep the phone handy. That magic number, 0467 405. Your cue to call is coming up right after 6 o'clock.
After I have a rant.
Here we go.
What's happened, Kath?
I need to get my rant pants on this morning. And boys, I need to talk about my boobs. And okay, I need you to try and restrain yourself from making big boob jokes. All right, I'm the only one that's allowed to make big boob jokes.
Noted.
Right, because if anyone's ever seen a photo of me or met me in person, you know that the level of ridiculous, they get in the way of everything. And one thing they get in the way of in particular is the seatbelt, which is not designed for women. But here's why I'm having a rant.
Oh, what's happened?
You heard of the expression taking out the trash?
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So this is where politicians dump out a press release when something's busy and going on with the hope that nobody will notice that they've just done something dumb.
Gets buried under everything else.
Yeah, that's
correct, right?
They're sneaky like that, all of them.
So on Saturday, while every political journo worth their salt was working on the referendum,
of course, yeah,
the New South Wales government puts out this press release that they are now going to reprogram all the mobile phone cameras to also detect if you're not wearing your seatbelt.
All right, so the ones I've already got that are spying on you to see if you're using your mobile phone while you're driving.
Yeah, yep. We'll now also do seatbelts as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Seems like a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they say it's for road safety, right?
Want to save some lives. Well, that seems like about right.
Their own release says that 142 lives are lost each year to fatal crashes where victims were not wearing the seatbelts. Mm-hmm. And that their analysis is that this measure of compliance will save 17 of those. So let's call this what it actually is. It's revenue raising.
Wait a second. But they reckon they'll save 17 lives.
Out of 142.
What is that? 10?
Less than 10%.
10%.
Yeah.
More than 10.
Yeah. So it's really about revenue raising and we're just going to paint over it with it being good for, you know, saving lives and stuff. But here's why I have a massive issue with that, right?
Okay.
When your bra size includes the letters F, G or higher, as mine do, the tri-point lap sash seatbelt is not only ridiculously uncomfortable, it's actually unsafe.
Oh, really?
Hugely unsafe. And there's a lot of research done, a lot of stats. So 78% of large-breasted women are 78% more likely to be seriously injured in a crash than men. And it's because everything about a car safety was designed for men, right? Huh. If you think about a crash test dummy, right, it's a man. They do have a female crash test dummy, but it's just a lighter version, smaller version of the man's one. It's not built actually atomically like a woman.
Really?
They invented a pregnant one in the 90s. There's no requirement to actually test it, right? So when you make a new car, you're only required to use the male crash test dummy, not the female one.
Well, that doesn't seem right, does it?
And not the pregnant one. Right?
So what? Are you saying you're safer without the seatbelt?
Yeah. So for me, right, the sash doesn't actually sit where it should across the sternum to hold you flat. It goes one of two ways. Either it goes up over the mountain and across your neck and is really, really uncomfortable, or you pull it down and tuck it under, which is what I normally do, which means it's actually in a bit of an L shape across your body rather than straight
that
across the sash.
That doesn't seem safe either.
So they haven't made any kind of like adjustments that you can, there's nothing you can do about this? This seems ridiculous. Something I've never had to consider before. It seems stupid that I haven't.
I can't imagine why you've never had to consider this, Stephen. but there is things called sash guides, but they don't work when you get to my level, right? So if you're like a C or a D, they're fine, they're useful. When you get to mine, it's like, forget it. They just don't work. So the options are either I get decapitated or maybe have a broken neck from the thing going across my neck.
Sounds bad.
I get a broken rib from it being down the side. And if choosing between a broken neck and a broken rib, I'm obviously going to go a broken rib every time.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah.
But just last year in Queensland, a woman got fined $1,000 and lost 4 points off her license because she had the belt tucked under her arm instead of across her body.
Oh,
picked up on a speed camera. So this is not just revenue raising. This is a tax on women specifically, because if you really wanted to fix the road safety issue, you'd fix the damn seat belts, not change the cameras.
Okay. You've heard it from Kath.
End rant.
There we go. Done and dusted. New FM.
One, two, three.
New FM.
This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
All right, we're in and amongst it, guys. Get around it. All right, this is your chance to win $100 worth of free petrol. And even though the petrol price has gone down a little bit, still pretty expensive. $100, pretty handy, right?
Oh, and if the price has gone down a little bit, you just get more for that $100 voucher.
In fact, yeah, the value's gone up on the prize. It's like the stock market. Anyway, if you want to win $100 free fuel voucher, this is your chance. 4967-4105. All you got to do is play Three of a Kind. If you haven't heard how this works, we give you three things, three words, and you've got to put on your detective hat and figure out what's the theme between them. You can do that faster and better than your opponent. Automatically, you win a prize.
Do you guys want a practice example quickly?
Oh, yeah.
Always love a practice
do
example.
Do I?
All right.
That.
Remember, your name is your buzzer. If I were to say to you guys, barbecue, pizza, chicken crimpy.
Crevo.
Oh, I think Kath was quick as just.
Shapes.
Shapes would have been correct. Well done. It
get
is
a
that
point.
Simple. If you could have done that, you're at home or you're in the car, you're thinking, God, that was easy. Here's your chance. 4967-4105. We'll play Three of a Kind on the other side of this.
On new FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
All right, if you haven't heard this, basically we pit two locals up against each other in a battle of speed, wit,
intelligence.
I guess that too. All you got to do is figure out what is the theme between three things we give you. First to two, best of three. So do a couple of rounds in case you're a bit slow on the first one or something or didn't quite hear it or whatever. Get a better phone.
okay.
Let's meet our contestants, shall we?
Yeah, let's first go to Cardiff South. Morning, Matt. How's things?
Good morning. Going well, thank you.
Yeah, you're battling halfway through the week now. You looking forward to the weekend?
Yes, definitely. It's going to be a hot one, so it could be a beach weekend.
Definitely a beach weekend. It's a beach weekend every weekend.
Yeah, true.
That's what we love to hear.
Right you are. Right yes. You are.
All right, who's up against Matt this morning?
We've got Michael in Fletcher. How are you?
Good, guys. How are we?
Oh, never better. Are you going on the beach this weekend?
Probably not, actually. It's my first day back at work today after about 4.5 weeks off.
All right, for some. And you know...
It wasn't holidays, mate. We had... my missus had twins, so I've been at home with
her. Oh, congratulations.
Congratulations. That's so exciting. That's awesome. No wonder you're staying home. That's the real treat.
It sounds like you're working harder while you're at home anyway, mate. You sound exhausted. Gone back to work for a break, have you?
No, I'm glad to be back at work, I think.
Yeah, I can imagine, mate. It'd be chaos.
And probably desperately in need of $100 worth of fuel.
Definitely.
Well, let's try and get it to these two. So, of course, like Crevo alluded to, the scoring system is first to two, best of three. You need to buzz in with your name. So let's test your buzzers first. Michael, you go.
Michael?
Yep, lovely. Matt next.
Matt.
Perfect. All right.
Everyone understands this. Let's go. First one, please. Quizmaster Stephen.
Best of luck, gents. First one I've got for you is Yaris, Corolla, RAV4.
Michael.
Matt.
Michael was quickest there.
Toyota Cars.
Toyota Cars is correct.
One on the board.
One on the board to Michael.
Bit of pressure there for Matt. Don't let it get to you, okay?
All right. Next one is Salsa, Ballet, Tap.
Michael.
Michael quickest again there.
Types of dancing.
Types of dance styles is correct. Runaway winner. Congratulations, mate. $100 worth of free fuel coming your way.
Amazing.
The lack of sleep hasn't got to him at all. Now, Matt, as our runner-up, can we get you back for another crack at it tomorrow?
Definitely. That'll be fantastic.
Yes, it will be fantastic. I love that. Only local winners here on New FM as well.
And we're trying our best, I guess, as a team to attempt to cure your midweek blues by putting Novocastrians in the draw for this Lakeside Music Festival experience. So you can get yourself two nights accommodation in a stunning beachfront apartment for up to five people, plus a family pass to be a part of all the fun and excitement at the Lakeside Music Festival. All you got to do, get involved in the show throughout the day. You get on air, you're in the draw. Pretty simple.
It's pretty simple, but not what I'm trying to say is... It's a very simple competition, but don't be intimidated to give us a call and tell us your stories, because personal stories is what we live on, right?
Absolutely.
And I was telling my personal stories to my new PT yesterday, and I felt like an idiot the whole time, a bit like I am now.
No.
Okay, so how quickly did this conversation move from, like, real idle small talk to stories about, you know, anecdotal stories from your life and stuff like that?
Oh, pretty quickly. Like, when really? You go and meet, you know, somebody that you need, like a doctor or, you know, a personal trainer or somebody or a dietitian or something like that, you kind of, there's a lot of relationship anxiety and you kind of go into it kind of a bit worried about what they're going to think and what they're going to judge and whether or not you're going to have that kind of connection. So I sat down with Tanya, my new PT, yesterday, and we're having a chat and we're like doing things like, okay, so have you been to the gym before and have you used the machines before, and, you know, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's kind of like we got into like fitness goals and what I like and what I don't like and those kinds of things. And I'm like, I hate Pilates.
Right, yeah.
Pilates is there.
Yeah, not doing Pilates.
Right.
And she's like, well, what do you need? And I'm like, well, you know, like one of the big issues that I've got at the moment, I'm trying to explain that I'm having trouble projecting, right? And that my abs are too weak because I haven't been on the air for a long time. And it's like this really technical kind of radio thing. And she goes, oh, yeah, so you can project better. Like she knew. And it was like that moment of, actually, this person might work for me. They get what I'm talking about.
This is brilliant.
Well, PTs as well would have seen all walks of life. And I'm sure they would have dealt with someone before who was also having trouble projecting. Like whatever problem you think you've had, you have, someone else has had it in the past.
Yeah. That's so true.
And those health professionals would have seen it.
Yeah.
Which makes you feel a bit more comfortable, I suppose.
Yeah. So by projecting, what we're talking about is that kind of slightly forceful speaking so that the mic can pick it up better and I'm as loud as these boys and I'm not. Right. So if you were looking in the studio right now, I'm actually standing up to get a bit more kind of volume to compete with young Stephen over here. But she understood it and she got it. So I kind of felt a little bit relaxed. But, you know, I was thinking when I walked away, that doesn't happen very often. Like when you meet people and you need them, whether they're, you know, health professionals or you know, an accountant or any of those kinds of people, there's always that moment of anxiety where you're not really sure if it's going to work. And it did.
How good's that?
And with health professionals, I feel like in the world in general, trust is something that's built. You don't just inherently get it.
Correct.
But you're meant to inherently trust health professionals with some of the most sensitive information in your life, whether it's mental health or physical health. It can be like a real sensitive issue. You're just meant to trust this stranger because of the title they've got on their badge.
Yeah.
It's hard. It is hard. I've been to the dentist in so long because I hate the dentist. Like, honestly, one of the scariest things in my life. I reckon I've been to the dentist in like over 5 years.
Oh, that's easily. Too long, Stephen.
Yeah, but it scares me. I don't like going. Because you're right. You get that anxiety around it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yuck. Yeah. It makes me, like, honestly, it sends shivers up my spine just thinking about it.
It takes an enormous amount of courage to get up and walk away. Like, I've been in a situation where I've sat down with a doctor and in the space of, like, you know, 3 minutes, I'm like, nah.
Not for me.
Yeah.
Not for really?
Me. And most people will stay. Like they will
I would,
go
absolutely.
All the way through the appointment, et cetera, et cetera. I had that happen with a dentist once. I sat down in the chair. He wasn't listening to me. And like he's like, all right, so, you know, open your mouth. And I'm like, no, I'm getting out of here.
Wow.
And I literally stood up and walked out. And I remember shaking afterwards because it is such a hard thing to do. But it is, you know, like to take ownership of your own journey when dealing with these kinds of professionals is really tough.
Well, I'm just glad you found a good PT that's a good match.
Yeah.
And I look forward to hearing more about the journey.
Probably listening to me complain about being sore.
Well, that as well. That, we find enjoyment in that.
Speak for yourself. New FM.
The Novos on New FM. Get your tickets now for the 2023 Lakeside Music Festival in Foster Tuncurry. Lakesidefestival.com.au.
Oh, so yesterday, guys, I was doing a delivery, pickup, sorry, some furniture at Holmesville. Have you guys been out there?
No, I can't say I have.
It's a good, nice little vibe out there. Anyway, I was pulling up to this house and a few houses down, I saw, oh, somebody's got a big flag flying, like proper full flagpole right up, like a big one, big dog one, like almost double the height of the house.
What, just an Aussie flag on there?
Well, that's what I thought it must have been, right? I look closer, I pull up like a few houses down for this pickup. It's not like your Aussie flag or something. Nope, they got the Jim Beam flag.
They do not.
Not only that.
They do not.
100%. Not only that, it's not just Jim Beam, but it also has, you know how Jim Beam likes to pay for some representatives to get out and about and sell Jim Beam? There's like five of the different representative ladies on the flag as well.
What?
Just flying full mast.
Okay.
If you love Jim Beam, let the world know.
Look, whatever works for you, you know, whatever turns you on, you do you.
How passionate would you have to be about Jim Beam to install a flagpole in your front yard and then put a Jim Beam flag up there?
That's a great question.
Funny that you mentioned that, because there's a Halloween house near my house. I'll tell you about it later.
Okay, very excited for that. Up next, though, something not so exciting, something more in the ouchy variety.
Uh-oh.
We're talking about your burn injuries, of course. We're chucking Novocastrian in the draw for a Lakeside Music Festival experience. Your next chance to get on that short list is next. Your burn injuries, 4967-4105. Hold them. We'll talk about
already
it very
shortly.
Already
got delays around Tarrow where the New England Highway is down to one lane in each direction.
Oh.
If you miss the memo, it's going to be like that for at least another 4 weeks. We're taking bets. It's going to be longer than that. But it's also causing issues on the Newcastle Link Road, which does kind of happen, we've noticed. Mm. But it started a bit earlier today, so it's already kind of it's stuffed. Perhaps allow some extra travel time, or if you can work from home today, that'd be great.
Yeah, that's going to hurt drivers, I think. And something else that also hurts, how's this segue? Burns.
Oh.
Right? Yeah, a bit of a master segue there.
Yes.
I mean, since man basically discovered fire, man also discovered fire goes ouchy when you touch it, you know? No good. You can't be touching hot stuff.
True.
It's something we've all experienced in our lives. It's a universal truth. Everyone's been burnt at some stage, and some burns more embarrassing than others, I suppose.
Indeed, we heard about one of those yesterday.
Yeah, well, let's play a bit of audio, because this is a story that's almost, it's too strange to be believed, I reckon.
Have a listen to this. We're talking about stuff getting stolen.
My next-door neighbour, he was hopping from foot to foot one day, and I said, "What's up, mate?" And he's gone, "Oh," and pulled out a hot chook out of his pants.
No, he didn't.
I said, "Oh, the kids have got to eat, you know." And he said, "You haven't got anything for blisters, have you?" He said, "Blisters." And then he had to go to the clinic to get his blisters cleaned up.
Oh, no.
Would have been cheaper just to get the chook, probably.
Oh, what an absolute disaster.
And so embarrassing, but something we could all... I can't relate to that story specifically. I better, you know... I better correct myself there real quick before people start getting some ideas of my past. But we've all had an embarrassing burn.
Yeah.
And, you know, and a lot of the time when you burn yourself, you are angry at the pain, but you're also just angry at how stupid you were. You know not to touch hot stuff.
It doesn't seem to help, does it?
Still do
it
all the time.
Have you ever had like a hospital level burn where you required medical attention?
Never hospital level. I'm so lucky.
Oh, very close. So this is the most embarrassing one I had. So I've talked about this before on the show, that I love to have a Korean barbecue, which is this special hot plate that you put on a mini stove, right?
Yeah.
You heat it up on this mini stove, and we're doing this camping one time, and I just pick that up. I went to pick up the hot plate, which is already up and running. This is day one of camping. All my fingers across one hand, all burnt, had to be all bandaged up with aloe vera. Oh, absolute disaster.
Hey, you're just like, Crevo, you idiot.
That's exactly what my wife said.
Well, I've actually had a hospital level burn.
Oh, okay.
Classic. Doing the Shabbos dinner, was making a brisket. Turned all of the big pot of boiling water all over my hand. Had to go to hospital, got it all bandaged up, and they put that special silver paper thing that they put on it.
Like you're getting your foils done at the hairdresser.
It took 2.5 weeks before I could take all the bandages off, and it was like most of my first two fingers in particular were just completely stuffed.
Well, now that we've created a bit of a safe space, I feel comfortable revealing my most embarrassing burn.
Mm-hmm.
Also a camping story like Crevo's.
Yeah.
I was real young, must have been 8 or 9 or something like that.
Yeah.
And we were toasting marshmallows over the fire. Anyway, my marshmallow fell off the end of my stick, so I just reached in to pick it up. Just reached into the fire. Mum was like, "What are you doing, you idiot?" Oh my God. Wasn't thinking. I was hungry. My stomach was thinking instead of my brain.
That's what happens sometimes. And this is what we're after. If you've got a burn story, 4967-4105. Everyone that gets on the show today in the draw for the Lakeside Music Festival experience. You can win this for free, which includes accommodation, 2 nights accommodation in a beachfront apartment for up to 5 people and a family pass to this festival as well. So, like a mini holiday sorted. So if you've got a burn story, call up now, 4967-4105, and you can be in the draw for this awesome holiday. So simple. 4967-4105. Your burn stories up next at New FM. This heavier cloud will turn into lighter cloud later on. Tops of 20 for Newcastle, 21 for Maitland and the Valley here at New FM.
And we're talking about your burn stories, your worst, most embarrassing burn stories. This comes after yesterday. We had a caller get in touch with the show, tell us how they had to go see medical attention after shoving a bachelor's handbag down their pants.
A roast chook. It was all the blisters, apparently. No good.
Unbelievable. And when you get burnt, it is so embarrassing, isn't it? You just think, what an idiot I am. So these are the stories we're after.
4967-4105 if you want to get involved. And just for getting on the air with us any time this week, you'll go into the draw to win a fantastic Lakeside Music Festival experience, two nights accommodation in a stunning beachfront apartment, plus a family pass to the festival.
Oh, how good is
all
that?
All right, let's get some Novocastrians in the draw then. We'll go to Rutherford first. Morning, Trish. Tell us your burn story.
It happened more years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was probably about 5 or 6. And Mum was having a cup of tea with the friends, and she told me not to touch the teapot.
Oh.
Picked it up, dropped it down the front of me,
oh.
And I was rushed to hospital. I spent about 2-3 weeks in the emergency.
Oh, wow.
Jeez, that's full on, isn't it? I mean, 2-3 weeks in the burns
those
unit?
It takes so long to heal. They really do.
As a parent as well, that'd be so stressful. Oh. I can't even imagine what you'd be feeling.
Yeah.
You'd be, oh, dearie me. That is, it makes me feel uncomfortable.
All right, let's go to Robbie. Robbie, what's your burn story?
Well, it wasn't me. It was my son. So many years ago, Mum and Dad had a potbelly stove.
Mm-hmm.
And my son was 2, and he was walking past my potbelly stove
mm-hmm.
and brushed his arm against it. And it peeled. It was that hot
yeah.
that it peeled off the skin down to raw.
Oh,
just by brushing past it.
Yeah, jeez. No, potbelly stoves were bad. They were. I mean, there was a reason why they got rid of them. Made great food, but incredibly dangerous.
At what cost, though?
Yeah, that's what cost. I like my skin on my skin, yeah. as just as a general rule in life. To Karua next. Greg, what's your burn story?
Well, a few years ago when we were young fellas, we went camping. And we got a bit hungry, so we stuck a can of baked beans in the fire to heat them up.
Yep.
But us being young fellas, we didn't finish the can, did we?
Oh, wait, so it exploded?
Yeah, yeah, like a million baked beans going all over you.
Oh, my God. So did everyone get burnt, or...?
Yeah, about 6 of us. We got peppered, yeah.
So nonchalantly, man.
Yeah, we got peppered.
Greg's such a battler. He's just like, ah, well, but we still ate him.
Yeah.
Dusting off the dirt, 5-second rule. No dramas.
Wow. I mean, all he could say there is, be careful. Fire is dangerous, is a lesson we've learnt this morning.
Absolutely.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
Boys, I'm used to people getting into their Christmas deckies, but it appears the Rath Lubins get into their Halloween deckies as well.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, I've been out, you know, walking Brinny as I do around the neighbourhood.
This is your dog?
Yeah, yeah. Down to the lagoon and back again. And there's a whole street kind of up towards the ridge, which is the top street, where there's like every second house has got some Halloween deckies.
Oh, it's a bit of a street going.
It's
vibe
a bit of a
going.
Street vibe going yeah, on, right. And it seems to be led by one house that goes completely over the top. So they've got this huge display in their front yard. The entire yard is fenced off with this cemetery-like kind of fence.
Ooh,
it's got
spooky.
A big kind of, you know, scary-looking gate with, I think it's called shadow wood over the gate. There's pumpkins and skeletons and spider webs, and they're adding
fun.
More to this every day. But it's like the biggest Halloween demonstration I've ever seen in Australia. I've seen some in the States.
Yeah, yeah, they go over the top there, but in for Australia, it's high level.
Yeah, I know, it's massive. So anyway, I've been watching this massive construction go up every day, thinking there must be American.
We got the scaffolding going, every
crane's coming in and stuff, bringing things in.
And it turns out the Newberries who live in this house on the ridge have been doing this every year for a number of, like, and they're not American. They just went to the States one time and went, hey, this is cool, and decided to keep doing it.
I love that.
I guess be the change you want to see in the world.
Like, oh, absolutely.
If you want everyone to enjoy Halloween, you've got to be the first one to enjoy it, don't you?
Live, life, laugh, love, all that sort of stuff.
Anyway, Haunts on the Ridge, as they call it.
Oh, how good.
Is actually having a big party this year on Halloween to celebrate, to raise money for Altitude Dance Centre in East Maitland. They're sending a team off to the event in the US, a dance event in the US.
Oh, that's a bit of fun.
So they've gone from, you know, just having some fun and getting some to actually doing good for the community and having fun at the same time. I love it. I'm all for it. This is why I love Rath Weber.
Warm and fuzzy we're feeling, aren't we?
The views of the lake there and everything. Stunning. Well, lagoon, is it?
Lagoon.
Right.
The Rath Weber Lagoon, yeah.
I love that. You're waking up with the Novos here at New FM. Cloudy, tops of 20 for Newcastle, 21 for Maitland in the Valley here at New FM. And less than 10 minutes away, we're going to find out about this asteroid, right, that NASA is visiting. It's worth $10,000 quadrillion.
That's a lot of dollars.
That's not a real term.
Yes, it is.
Is that a real number?
Yeah, we'll give you
How
all...
How many zeros does it have?
I'll tell you. That's a hook, Kath. You'll find out all about it soon, right?
All right. In news that's a bit closer to home, though, some of our favourite Australian TV shows are getting a second lease on life, I suppose. Some of our favourite classics. So many people will be aware that over in the States in particular, there's been a bit of an actor and writer strike.
Yeah, of course.
Surrounding a bit of a pay dispute. But it's starting to come to an end now.
Yeah, thank God. They're back in... It's all about AI and all that stuff, and they basically...
Yeah, I think the writers are back, but the actors aren't yet.
Yeah.
Something anyway, like that. Yeah. Anyway, live shows are starting to come back to our screens. So, you know, we're talking about, like, SNL's back, the Late Night Show, Drew Barrymore Show, stuff like that is all kind of back in the States. But there's still a lag on the produced, dramatised shows. Yeah. So we're talking, like, your reality TV and your soaps. Because, like you said, not all the actors are back yet, and they're still... Even if they are back, they've got to film them and then produce them, and there's a big process. It's not as quick as live telly, obviously. So while these shows are catching up, TV channels are finding it harder and harder to fill the time. Because, you know, they'd put, you know, I don't know, Maths in there or it's 7 o'clock or whatever.
Yeah.
But they can't put it in there. There's no fresh episodes. So overseas, some of our favourite Aussie classic shows have been getting some love, right, to fill this time.
Nice.
So the writers of series going back to the 1980s in Australia expected to collect a record $2.42 million this year in overseas royalties, which is outrageous. And some of the examples, I think this is so fun. Like, in Norway is a perfect example. Their winter nights at the moment are like 18 hours long.
So they're watching a lot of telly.
Well, and also the Norwegians are trying to, I guess, escape the cold and go to somewhere a bit more warm. So they're loving Bondi Rescue. It's getting flogged on the telly in Norway. They're like, how good's this? You know, take me back to the, you know, the classic jingle.
And old episodes as well. They got heaps of there.
Well, and they're all new episodes to them as well because I've never seen them before. Younger Norwegians, like the rest of the world, are falling in love with Bluey, aww, one of Australia's finest.
Of course.
So that's great. Neighbours as well, well-loved overseas. Latvia, Czech Republic and Poland. All now keeping up with Ramsey Street. Yeah, they're loving it.
That's so funny.
Whereas Estonia is loving the drama of Summer Bay at the moment, Home and Away. Yeah. Big in Estonia.
Home and Away.
And how's this as well? This is my favourite one. Latvian children are loving The Adventures of Blinky Bill.
Oh,
one
nice.
Of my favourite shows as a kid.
That's such a flashback, isn't it?
What about A Country Practice?
So there's lots of shows that are getting rerun. I've just pulled out some that, like, stood out to me.
Yeah.
Like I said, a record $2.42 million this year from overseas royalties they reckon they're going
to
get.
From the old shows, just pull them off the shelf.
Old shows, yeah.
They're just sitting there waiting for money to be made.
How net zero. Love it.
That's it, producer is recycled. We love that. Save the planet.
Subs to 20 for Newcastle, 21 for Maitland and the Valley as you wake up with the Novos here at New FM. And for this next story, we find out how every single person on Earth could become a billionaire.
Right, okay.
You'd be totally into this, wouldn't you, Creepo?
Absolutely. You're starting to understand my psyche, right? So NASA have just launched, speaking of psyche, the Psyche mission, which is this, basically they've sent up this big rocket. It's gone up already.
Yeah.
It's on its way to this asteroid at the moment, right? They're sending it off to this asteroid. But what they've calculated is this asteroid is so rich in minerals that if they were to bring it back to Earth, it would be worth, get your head around this, $10,000 quadrillion.
I can't even begin to wrap my head around that, if I'm honest.
So how many zeros?
So it's about 20, it's 20 zeros.
20 zeros is a very big number.
It is, right? So that's, like I said, enough to make every single person on Earth a billionaire.
Is it really?
Yeah, or if you just divide it amongst all the countries, that would be $50 quadrillion for every country, right?
That's outrageous. So are they bringing this asteroid back?
Unfortunately not.
For what reason?
That's my question.
Probably cost $50,000. quadrillion dollars to bring it back?
Well, we'd still be in the positive, wouldn't we?
Yeah, exactly. So why don't... This is what I don't understand, and I think I should get a job at NASA, right? Because they just need to listen to this advice. If that, in fact, if any of the scientists are listening, write this down, get your pen and pad out, right? You nerd. So when you send this rocket up, chuck a couple of extra Oki straps, maybe, you know, those big ratchet straps they use on the trucks. Tighten that thing up and bring it back to Earth so we can afford to fix some of the stuff that's going on here. Have they not heard about the Taro Bridge? I think you could build a brand new one, right? Anzac Bridge in Sydney, way bigger. It was only, I looked it up, $170 million to build that. You can afford that.
Done.
There's a massive pothole on Ingle Street in Waratah.
Oh, here we go.
I want filled in. All that could be sorted.
I'm having visions of that Bruce Willis movie where they tried to mine on a asteroid or something. I can't remember the name of the movie, but that's kind of what I'm thinking we probably should be doing, is mining the asteroid.
Look, mine it. That's one.
You just want to bungee it back.
Just bring it back, and then we can sort it out once we get it here.
The issue is, though, Crevo, if everyone becomes a billionaire, then it'll affect no one's a billionaire. We're all still, if you give it to everyone equally, then we're in the same spot we were to begin with.
That's what I'm saying, though. Just divide it amongst the countries. All the potholes and stuff sorted.
Hey,
wouldn't
look,
be a problem
would
anymore.
Still, would be able to see a doctor?
Yeah, exactly. All of that. You want to see one? Bulk build? No dramas. Medicare's got plenty of money now.
Crevo for president, 2024.
I'll take it. I'll take it. New FM.
Now for the weather from New FM's weather whiz kid, Sebastian.
Kids World Adventure Playland. Jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited playtime, so stay all day. Open now, Charlestown and Green Hills. New FM's Weather with Kid.
Good morning. My name is Sebastian Orsop. I am 8 years old in 34C at Edgeworth Public School. And I'm today's weather with Whiz Kid. Today's weather forecast is partly cloudy. Tops of 21 degrees this afternoon. Right now in Maitland, it's 12 degrees. Back to the Novas on 105.3 New FM.
Yes! That was brilliant. Well done, well done. Now, this first time doing this sort of thing, you've done an excellent job, and I hear you've got a special treat coming up next.
Yeah, we've heard on the way to Macca's for brekkie. What do you think's the go-to? You get yourself some hash browns or something?
What do you usually like to have for breakfast there? Maybe an Egg McMuffin?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Good choice. Good choice.
Sausage and egg. Ghost sausage. I reckon sausage is good.
Or the pancakes, even. So many choices. Yeah. Anyway, you can choose later. That's the beauty of restaurants. You don't have to decide in advance.
We have to get the score from Jess first, though.
That we do. Now, Jess, what are you thinking?
So good, Sebastian. I definitely score you higher than the last minute of my news bulletin. I'm going to give you a 7.5 out of 10.
Yeah, beauty. Well done,
well
Sebastian.
Done.
That is nice. Awesome. In fact, I'm giving you one of these. Oh, how good.
Yeah, I reckon Jesse's one mistake away from losing a job to Sebastian.
Yeah.
I reckon we could be getting a new newsreader very, very shortly. No, congratulations, Sebastian. You've scored yourself your very own birthday party at Kids World Adventure Playland. So you can jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited play times to stay all day. They're open now at Charlestown and Green Hills. You can book kidsworldplay.com.au or you can just be the New FM Weather Whiz Kid. Go to newfm.com.au, register there. It's super simple. And just like Sebastian, you could be reading the weather right here on New FM.
I am a proper grown adult, right?
Okay. Right,
fully
yeah.
Grown.
So far as I know.
And I can adult like the best of them.
Yeah.
But I am going to mount a massive defence this morning in defence of eating breakfast cereal that should be eaten by kids.
What are you talking about?
Okay, yeah, I'm going to have to elaborate.
I'm going to have to elaborate. I'm going to have to tell the story. So I had some friends come and stay with me, and they needed to go and see doctors in Newcastle, so they were crashing at my house, right?
Yeah,
so
sure.
The Rathleba residence is a bit of a halfway house for most of New England coming to see a doctor.
Well, there'd be so many spare bedrooms in Rathleba, right. You know, I'm sure it'd be fine. Airbnb and all that kind of stuff.
Just take the guest wing,
sort of thing. Get up in the morning, how you doing, make a coffee, whatever, and I start eating Cocoa Pops for breakfast because I am a fully grown adult.
Yeah.
Right? And if I want to eat Cocoa Pops for breakfast, then I can eat Cocoa Pops for breakfast. Anyway, so my friend says to me, you know, what's available for breakfast? And I said, well, I'm having Coca Pops.
Yeah.
You can have Coca Pops or you can have toast or, you know, there's bacon and eggs in the fridge, knock yourself out.
Yeah.
And she just looks at me with this really weird look. And I'm like, what's the problem? You know, are you okay? Do you need a doctor? You're right. And she goes, Coca Pops? And I'm like, yeah. And she goes, aren't you too old for Coca Pops? I'm like, hell no.
Correct. Your friend is smart.
Nah. Coca Pops are the best. All of the best days start with Coca Pops.
You reckon?
No, they do not.
It's just sugar, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
There's a cartoon monkey on the front, right?
And yes, that, no, it's that's Cocoa.
It's for kids. That is outrageous. Cocoa Pops are a children's cereal. In fact, when I become Prime Minister, right?
Here we go.
I'm going to actually...
You're becoming president.
Yeah, that. It's going to be illegal. Once you turn, like, 12, it'll be illegal.
Lose all of the votes.
No,
there
won't.
Will be no votes.
Everyone's sensible. People are sensible. They're going to be on my team here, I reckon.
I actually tend to feel like I'm leaning towards Team Crevo on this one. Unbelievably. No. Look, I apologise. My partner, Siobhan, she loves rice bubbles in the morning. Which is basically Cocoa Pops without the chocolate flavour. And I give her a hard time for that. I'm like, they snap, crackle, pop. Wow, brilliant. You know what? You need to be stimulated, you know, through an audio medium while you eat your cereal. It's unbelievable.
Grow up.
That's what I think. Grow up.
I think Newcastle will be with me because we posted this on the socials and there's already a lot of Cocoa Pops fans there. 4967-4105. Give us a call. Make a defence with me. Make the case that kids' cereal is okay. You can eat kids' cereal and adult at the same time.
Nah.
Tell us what cereal you like to eat as an adult.
Lined real quiet. 4967-4105 is, of course, that magic number. For getting involved in the show, you can get yourself tickets to Lakeside Music Festival Experience. This includes accommodation and tickets to the festival itself. One Novocastrian walks away with that at the end of the week. You want to get your hands on that.
And it's a beachside apartment too. So you're going to be looking out over the ocean, Egofty Music Festival, all that sort of stuff, all for free, right?
Okay, let's reset this quickly. 4967-4105. Are you Team Kath and you're just having all the kids' cereal? Or are you Team Stephen and Crevo? You got to grow up at some stage.
Yeah, 12 years old maximum age. That's what I'm saying.
And tell us, you know, like if there's a particular way that you like to have your kids' cereal. Like, for example, if you like to have your Weet-Bix with a layer of sugar, I'm totally fine with that. I validate your choices. Give us a call, 4967-4105.
Outrageous. Dense cloud here at the Sandgate Bunker, but should be lightening off a little later on. Tops of 20 for Newcastle, 21 for Maitland and the Valley here at New FM.
And we are talking about kids' cereals and the right to eat them as an adult.
Here we go. Fired up, aren't you, Kath?
I am fired up. A friend of mine stayed over and was a little bit shocked that I was eating Cocoa Pops for breakfast as a fully grown adult as I am, and I want to defend the right of every adult to just hoe into their rice bubbles, frosty cornflakes, their
emotive
Fruit Loops,
language.
And indeed their Cocoa Pops. And we're going to go to Emily in Tenilba Bay. I'm pretty sure she's going to be with me, aren't you, Emily?
Yeah, absolutely. I am. I eat Fruit Loops.
No, you don't, Emily.
Wait, what age are you?
I'm late 30s.
What? Are you sure you're not just like two kids like at a theatre with a big jacket on?
No, she's a grown woman and she eats her Fruit Loops with pride.
Okay, one for Team Cat. There we go.
Unbelievably.
Oh, I can't believe this. Next to Killingworth, Christine, do you love kids' cereal or are you on the right side here?
I'm on the right side, but I'm ringing for my beautiful friend Jodie, who's in her 50s.
You're dobbing her in.
And I'm dobbing her in. Yeah, I'm dobbing her in.
And you
she loves Cocoa Pops.
Yes.
Too.
Wait, but you don't, do you?
Oh, no way.
Yeah, thank you. That's one for Team Stephen and Creamer. Yeah. One apiece at this point.
Some sensible people in the Newcastle.
There's a few.
All right, Maitland next. Morning, Mel. Where do you sit in this debate?
Oh, good morning. Absolutely. There's no such thing as kids' cereals. We all have an inner kid with inside of us.
Yes.
So I say Fruit Loops, absolutely dry with no milk. I say Cocoa Pops with cold milk and rice bubbles with Milo and banana. You can't go wrong.
Rock on. I'm loving the rice bubbles with the Milo. That's just an awesome choice. And we'll go to Joe in Newcastle to cement this, right? You're on Team Kid Cereal, yeah?
Yep, for sure.
Awesome. What's your cereal of choice?
Yep, Cocoa Pops for sure.
See, Cocoa Pops for the win.
Okay, well, Kath, I've got to give you one of these. Kath has earned retained the right to eat Cocoa Pops for the rest of her life. Stephen, yourself and I, we've lost this one.
It's the last you hear about it from us. We'll accept defeat humbly.
It's a tough one to accept, but we've accepted it.
You'll cope.
Yeah, we will.
UFM is local as, and you're waking up with the Novos. UFM.
So I spoke about earlier in the show, Siobhan and I dress shopping yesterday you know, the Cardiff Hawks, their best and fairest night, which is coming up this weekend. So we went to Charlestown Square, we looked at a couple of shops there, did a bit of trying on, and after that, it was pretty much lunchtime. So I was like, you know what, I want to try somewhere new, a new place that's just opened up. So it's called Moon Fresh Sushi, right? And it's on, like, Pacific Highway there, just opposite Charlestown Square, in kind of that same block as Domino's and McDonald's and all that on that side of the road. Just opened up. Beautiful. Really good. Make it fresh to order.
So,
like, when you order it, they make it after you've ordered it. And, oh, my God, beautiful. Some of the best sushi I've had in a long, long time.
What did you get?
Well, I got myself, like, we got a couple classic rolls, the chicken teriyaki and stuff like that. Mm. But then I was, like, looking in on the menu, I was picking stuff I don't even know the name for. It's, like, a bit la-di-da, a bit bougie.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I'll get some, a couple, like, California rolls as well. We were looking through the pictures. We're just like, yep, that.
I love that.
We rolled out of there. Like, we had way too much sushi because it's, like, deceivingly filling.
Sushi. You just have a little bit and it fills you up, doesn't it?
I don't think there is ever anything that, like, you can't have too much sushi. It's great.
Oh, it's deceivingly filling.
Can even say sushi?
Yeah, I've been struggling as well, so I'm glad it's not just me who's struggling with that. But yeah, Moon Fresh Sushi is what's called.
Give it a go.
Brand new, in Charlestown there. If you're in the area, definitely worth a try. I've thoroughly enjoyed it.
Oh, nice one.
I'm going to be talking about jobs claims soon. We've got thousands of jobs being created for the Hunter.
Oh, that's good.
Great news.
Sounds good. Yeah, awesome. All right, that up next here. UFM. That sun burning off the cloud. A top of 20 for today for Newcastle, 21 for Maitland in the Valley, 18 degrees now at Fern Bay here on UFM.
What's the goss on the way, team? It is juicy this morning. Britney Spears' memoir, her tell-all memoir, set to come out next week, but already the goss is flying ahead of its release. I'll reveal some of the early revealed secrets from the book, I suppose.
Excellent stuff.
Here we go. We got some news from your part of the world. So there's a big development that's been approved in Makefield.
Ooh, exciting stuff.
I know, and it's going to deliver thousands of jobs for the Hunter.
That is good. Maybe
read the next line.
Maybe the value of my little cottage, my little miner's cottage, will go up.
Yeah, no, I don't reckon. So there's a Brisbane-based property group. They've got approval to subdivide 14.3 hectares of land off Industrial Drive, and they reckon it's going to create thousands of jobs.
Well, cool. That sounds good, doesn't it?
That does sound good.
Yeah, subdivisions don't create any jobs. What happens on those subdivisions creates jobs. And I was sitting there looking at it going, we get so many of these claims, right? You have a developer, they come along, we're going to do a thing, and it's going to create thousands of jobs. It's going to create 300 jobs. This one's going to create 4,500 jobs. Nuclear submarines is going to create 20,000 jobs. I reckon all of these numbers are made up.
Really?
Every single one of them. I reckon they're just nonsense.
Clickbait, you reckon?
Yeah. So I think it's like, you know, something that, you know, they can throw at the politicians. So the politicians can say, yes, we'll give you the funding because it's creating X number of jobs.
Well, it's
justifies anything.
Impressed me. So maybe I've been sucked in by the clickbait headlines in the past.
So wait, just to be clear, you think there's going to be not that many jobs created?
Well, most of the jobs from these kinds of things come from construction, right?
Yeah, sure.
The actual ongoing jobs is negligible, right? So you have, like, construction of a solar farm, right? It's going to create 300 jobs, but actually the ongoing jobs to maintain and run the solar farm is maybe three.
So it's 300 jobs, but for a short period of time.
Right. And when you're talking about these developers, right, so these guys are just subdividing the land. They're not actually doing anything on the land.
Right.
So there'll be a little bit of construction work in creating roads and things like that, but it'll be the things that happen on that land that create jobs.
Right, down
both
the track.
construction jobs and the ongoing jobs.
Right.
So they've obviously already got some tenants and stuff locked in. But the thing is, right, that these guys will say that they're creating thousands of jobs, and then there'll be a second announcement for the thing that happens on the land, and they'll claim more jobs.
Ooh.
And at some point in time, somebody's going to add up all of those jobs rather than realising they're actually all the same jobs.
You know what? This is like a top tip from Kath. Be job claim aware, right? So when you're reading an article, just look into the details a bit, and if you're unsure, call the station and Kath will explain it to you. Because I'm proper confused.
Or even better, how about these developers stop claiming mythical fictional jobs?
Ooh.
That'd be great.
Okay, there we go. You've been told by Kath. Stop it.
Stern words.
Indeed. Hey. The sun is burning through the cloud here at the Sandgate Bunker as you wake up with the Novos here at 105.3, set for a top of 20 degrees here in UFM.
We're going to be talking soon about kids running away and giving you another chance to get into the running to win a Lakeside Music Festival experience. Two nights accommodation in a stunning beachfront apartment for up to five people, plus a family pass to be a part of all the fun and excitement of the Lakeside Music Festival.
Oh, it's all very la-di-da, isn't it? Coming up very shortly now, though. Let's do this.
The Novos. What's the goss?
UFM. All right, team, I'm very excited because Britney Spears' tell-all memoir is set to come out next week.
Wow.
It's called The Woman in Me, right? It's expected to come out on the 24th of October, so next Tuesday.
So have you booked aside Wednesday to sit down and read it?
I really should. I mean, Britney Spears has lived, I mean, interesting is probably not the right, such a jaded life, right? And I feel like she does have so many stories to tell. Mm. And some of the stories that are in this memoir have started to be leaked to the public. Which has caused some celebrities to be a little bit nervous. One sad celebrity is Justin Timberlake, right? He's very concerned about how he's going to come across in this memoir,
really?
How his image is going to look, and it's been revealed why, because he and Britney had a secret abortion. Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears. So reported to have occurred in late 2000. So at the time, Britney was just 19, Justin Timberlake 20.
Wow.
Britney said if it were up to her, she would have loved to have had a baby with Justin, but Justin thought they were too young. She kind of agreed, 19, 20. She also thought that she would have had plenty more chances in her life to have a family with Justin Timberlake later on.
Mm.
You know, like this isn't the be all and end all, their only chance. Unfortunately, it wasn't meant to be for the two, who split after that and never did end up having a family together. But, I mean, if this is just the teaser... this book coming out, the stories that are going to be in it are just
fascinating.
Fascinating, I guess. It's going to be, you won't be able to put it down, I don't think. Must read entertainment.
Well, do you think she'll do any of the, talk about why she's been dancing with knives recently?
I wonder, hey.
Have you seen that?
Yeah, I have.
Pretty out there, isn't it?
Yeah, I would imagine the book's probably gone to print before that, but...
Never know, they might
slip
it in.
She'll be doing a lot of interviews, so there's plenty of opportunities to ask her.
Yeah, wow.
And I think as well, a lot of people unfairly just label straight away Britney Spears as crazy.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's as simple as that. And I think this memoir will help people kind of understand and empathise a bit the way, why she acts as she does. Because like I said before, she has such a jaded life.
Mm.
I think it'll be a real insight into, I guess, the journey that's gotten her to where she is at the moment.
I totally agree. I tend to agree with that. I think her life has been so eventful. We might, capture some of that with what's coming out.
I mean, I think if anyone was subjected to the kind of things that she was subjected to, they would behave irrationally and do some crazy things.
Well, that's exactly what I'm saying.
We're all kind of human.
Mm.
She just did it all in the spotlight from a very young age.
Yeah, well, like I said, expected to come out 24th of October. It's called The Woman in Me. I'll definitely be purchasing that one. In a bit of brighter news, I suppose, I don't know if you guys have been following the YouTube boxing scene. I only follow it very kind of like...
Is this
passively.
The Paul brothers,
Jake and Logan are the two Paul brothers. Anyway, they've been having boxing matches with several, I guess, like ex-fighters and other big-name celebrities, and it's turned out to be very lucrative. Dylan Danis, I've never heard of him, MMA fighter, fought Logan Paul on an undercard fight on the weekend, earned reportedly over $10 million for it.
Wow.
You kidding? You're just standing in a ring for 20 minutes or something, fighting some YouTuber. That's going to be the easiest money of his life.
I didn't know there was a YouTube boxing scene. I feel so left out.
Well, we're all on a learning journey here today.
Unbelievable money. Creevo, you've got a bit of a, you know, celebrity around you. You've got a bit of star power. Maybe you get in the ring for a bit.
Well, I mean, if they're paying 10 mil, I will consider it.
And then he'll run away.
You can't wait to see it.
New FM.
The Novos on New FM. Get your tickets now for the 2023 Lakeside Music Festival in Foster Tuncurry. Lakesidefestival.com.au.
Yeah, and if you do want to win that, this is your chance to get in the draw, because this is where we move into the area of, did you run away or get lost as a kid? Now, the reason I bring this up, I was talking to my mate. He's a young boy, 5 years of age now, just turned five, I think.
Yep.
And he's got an electric bike, right? And his dad, that's my mate, has an electric skateboard.
Why does a five-year-old have an electric bike to begin with?
He's just one of those very, very, I don't know, he just likes to do, you know, sport, extreme sports and all sorts.
Yeah, okay. Adrenaline junkie.
Active adrenaline little kid, right? Anyway, so they're going off for a ride to the beach together.
Mm-hmm.
And usually when they get to a busy road, his kid will stop, wait for dad, and they cross together safely.
Right, okay.
That's the correct way.
Yeah, yep.
Anyway, this particular day, he was saying, one day he just decided to just take off. I'm going on my own. And off he went. And it's an electric bike. These things are quick. Suddenly gone, out of sight. And this is like, this happens though sometimes when you're a kid.
Then you got to, you know, juggle, you know, your bag and try and chase after the kid. It's a nightmare, isn't it?
Absolutely. He's off trying to catch him and, it was all sorts of trouble. And this is what I wanted to do here, is talk about when you run away or get lost as a kid. Because some kids are just bandits for it, right? Now, Jess, I believe that you, is it yourself or your brother, or what was the situation?
Well, it was me.
Oh, no.
Did you get lost?
Well, I didn't think I was, but as a fully fledged adult.
Oh, no.
As a fully fledged adult, I was in Coles with Morgan, and he went off to get something at one end of the shop, and I was like, oh, well, I need something over here, so I'll
you
go this way.
Pops, yeah.
And yeah, exactly. And we'll meet, you know,
in the middle or something. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, over like the speaker thing in Coles, I hear, Jessica Rouse, can you please make your way to the front? And I'm like, oh my God, are you kidding? So embarrassing.
That is embarrassing.
So embarrassing.
Getting called up on the speaker.
Bing. Attention, customers. Can one Jessica Rouse make her way to the service desk? Your big, fat, bearded child is waiting for you.
Literally.
Supermarkets. And
it
like,
could have been worse, though. It could have been... Attention shoppers, we're missing a little girl.
This is true.
Supermarkets and like shopping centres, kids get lost all the time, don't they?
So much to be distracted by.
Well, that's it. That's what I was going to say. They get distracted by things, bright lights or maybe a game or something like that. They run off. They don't have the thought to tell mum and dad where they're going. And God, they can just, this is why they've invented those backpacks with the leashes on them for the little kids. Because you need them, honestly.
100%. Kids,
they just like kind of sneak away in the crowd. My brother was a bandit for it. It was the reason why we had to have in like our little wallets at the show every year, all the details, mum and dad's phone numbers, hi, my name is Steve and I'm lost. Please return to all that kind of gear.
My little brother was bandit for it too. His thing was escalators, because we didn't have escalators. We grew up in the country, right?
Yeah.
We didn't have escalators, didn't know what they were. We went to Centrepoint in Sydney. You know,
the big tower.
My older brother first went to boarding school, and he took off, and he was like five stories up in Centrelink, Centrepoint.
Yeah.
And my mum was in tears, and we're just kind of standing there, and Jim's gone. He's just taken off.
Sometimes kids just take off. So 4967 4105, you can win yourself that escape getaway situation that's happening. It's going to be beautiful. We're just looking for when maybe it was yourself when you were a kid and you just took off and mum and dad lost you, or maybe it's your kids. 4967 4105. We'll get your calls on the air next here at New FM. Mostly sunny today, tops of 20 for Newcastle, 21 for Maitland in the Valley, as you wake up with the Novos here at New FM. And we are talking when your kids just disappear, run away, take off. after my friend's child, 5 years of age, on his electric bike, decided not to wait for dad at the crossing of the road.
Zoom.
And just off, off he's gone. I know the way to the beach. Why do I have to wait for dad? So slow. Boring, boring. Off he goes. Anyway, finally dad caught up with him. All's well that ends well.
Well, this is what we're chasing. 4967-4105. When the kids ducked, when they, you know, escaped. And, of course, you can win yourself an experience at the Lakeside Music Festival just for getting involved in the show. 4967-4105. We'll go to Edgy first. Morning, Ashley. Tell us your story when the kids just zoomed away. Have we got you there, Ashley?
It seems we do not. That's okay. Let's go to...
let's go to Gloucester. Talk to Rebecca. Are you there?
Hey, morning.
Hi, how you doing?
Oh, good, yourself?
All right, how's your part of the world this morning?
Pretty good.
Okay, tell us your story about the kids running away.
It was the early 70s, and my parents had decided to go and watch the Greyhounds race, and off we went as a family. I think I was 4 or 5. And at the time, my brother, cousin and I were playing hide-and-go-seek. And I remembered coming through the gates, through this little box area. And I hid, went to the little ticket booth and hid in there.
Mm-hmm.
And as I did, it was pitch black, as I did, a lock flicked behind me.
Oh, not going to find you in there, unfortunately, Rebecca. Geez. You would have been waiting for a long, long time to be found, I think.
Indeed, indeed. Let's try Ashley again. Hey, Ashley, we got you back? No, we don't. Unbelievable. Ashley called back and then has dropped out. That's okay, though, because we had two Ashleys. Now we've got two Rebeccas. Rebecca in Rankin Park, good morning. What's your story?
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
Very good.
Okay, so about 3 years ago, my 2.5-year-old decided to wander off in my backyard. I've got a bushland behind me at Rankin Park.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Getting ready for work because I work in a bar, doing swap over with hubby, got two other kids, and we're like, where did Eli go? 45 minutes we are looking around for my child.
Wow.
No,
so we had the whole cul-de-sac of acid and close looking. Oh my God, we're on the phone to the police, everything. 45 minutes later, they found my child at one of the backyards that one of the neighbours that goes up into other houses up at the back bush.
Yeah.
My son was naked.
No.
He pulled up in a paddy wagon. I'm crying because we don't even know if it's my child at the time. And he's sitting in the back of the paddy wagon on the phone on YouTube. Copper goes, oh, he's definitely satisfied sitting on my phone with the watching ABC Kids. And I'm like, oh, my God, my heart has never sunk so much in my whole life.
Wow. He would have been happy as Larry as well. Everyone else is stressing. He's oblivious to the world.
I even had my poor 15-year-old daughter going, Mum, where could he be? And I'm like, oh, my God.
Total disaster.
Great
right?
story to tell at the 18th.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. And you know what? At 45 minutes, you're proper panicking, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I think I would have been panicking at 10.
Yeah. Well, there you go. I mean, yeah, kids just take off sometimes.
The funniest thing as well is kids will never remember that. No. Everyone else is so stressed. Kids are oblivious to the world around them.
Well, he's watching telly on YouTube.
What are all these flashlights going around the bush for? Oh, I think nothing of it.
Won't worry about it. Wow, unbelievable stuff. You're waking up with the Novos here at New FM. Top to 20 for Newcastle, 21 for Maitland and the Valley as you wake up with the Novos here at New FM.
An exciting news, team. I'm back for Abysmal Abilities tonight. My five-a-side soccer team took the week off last week.
Yeah.
But I'm back with, you know, firing form. 7:45 game, I think. Lake Macquarie Regional Football Facility.
Yeah, if you want to watch Stephen running about.
That's just in Spears Point.
Tomorrow morning, will you?
Well, 7:45 is on the later side. It is. But we've had everyone else in our competition is playing 8:30. I complained. A bit of star treatment.
You need to have a nap just style to try and get ready to go out.
I think I am. Yeah, normally I'll have a little nana-nap, but I'm back playing soccer, which is exciting. And the Jets are back playing soccer. Well, the women have already started. The men start their campaign this weekend. Sunday, they're flying to Perth, take on Perth Glory. We'll have Ryan Scott on tomorrow's show to talk about all things A-League season, which is very exciting.
That'll be brilliant. Also, tomorrow on the show, of course, more chances to get in the draw for the Lakeside Music Festival experience. This is going to be so good. It's at Foster Tuncurry. It's going to be huge. This includes two nights accommodation as well in a beautiful beachfront apartment. Imagine that. You're looking out over the beach feeling dun, like a dun, proper dun, star. Dun, dun,
dun. Do we have the fancy music?
Oh, sure. If you want it, you want it, Stephen, you got it. Yeah, that's it. That by
this could
day.
Be you, living luxuriously.
Just living the good life. Of course, more chances to get in the draw tomorrow.
And plenty of chances to win this afternoon with Joel. Your only live and local way to get home here in Newcastle. He's got Angels ticks, comedy clubs ticks, and a 60-minute experience at Ripper to give away this afternoon.
He is hogging all the tickets. What's
I
going
know.
On?
He's got all the best prizes on 105.3 UFM.
We'll see you tomorrow.
We'll catch
Bye.
You then.
Bye.